30. Talk at dedication of the Mashrughal Askar grounds. 1st of May 1912. Wilmette, Illinois. Notes by Joseph H. Hannon. The power which has gathered you here today, notwithstanding the cold and windy weather, is indeed mighty and wonderful. It is the power of God, the divine favour of Baha'u'llah, which has drawn you together. We praise God that through his constraining love, human souls are assembled and associated in this way. Thousands of Mashrughal Askars, dawning points of praise and mention of God for all religionists, will be built in the East and in the West. But this, being the first one erected in the Occident, has great importance. In the future, there will be many here and elsewhere, in Asia, Europe, even in Africa, New Zealand and Australia. But this edifice in Chicago is of special significance. It has the same importance as the Mashrughal Askar in Ashgabat, Caucasus, Russia, the first one built there. In Persia, there are many. Some are houses which have been utilized for the purpose. Others are homes entirely devoted to the divine cause. And in some places, temporary structures have been erected. In all the cities of Persia, there are Mashrughal Askars. But the great dawning point was founded in Ashgabat. It possesses superlative importance because it was the first Mashrughal Askar built. All the Baha'i friends agreed and contributed their utmost assistance and effort. The Afnan devoted his wealth, gave all he had to it. From such a mighty and combined effort, a beautiful edifice arose. Notwithstanding their contributions to that building, they have assisted the fund here in Chicago as well. The Mashrughal Askar in Ashgabat is almost completed. It is centrally located, 9 avenues leading into it, 9 gardens, 9 fountains. All the arrangement and construction is according to the principle and proportion of the number 9. It is like a beautiful bouquet. Imagine a very lofty, imposing edifice, surrounded completely by gardens of variegated flowers, with 9 avenues leading through them, 9 fountains and pools of water. Such is its matchless, beautiful design. Now they are building a hospital, a school for orphans, a home for cripples, a hospice and a large dispensary. God willing, when it is fully completed, it will be a paradise. I hope the Mashrughal Askar in Chicago will be like this. Endeavour to have the grounds circular in shape. If possible, adjust and exchange the plots in order to make the dimensions and boundaries circular. The Mashrughal Askar cannot be triangular in shape. It must be in the form of a circle.